It is time for our weekly local live segment. Bring you some live music right here from the WFHB studios. And tonight I have a very esteemed guest, Mr. Jeff Foster on guitar.
Hey, Abe.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for having me on. I was, for coming on here. I was, looking over your websites and kind of looking up some information on you. And man, you have quite a repertoire here.
Yeah, I've been at it a long time.
Yeah. Styles. It seems like pretty much anything with strings you can probably.
I have, pretty much. Guitar, of course, and banjo, and used to play mandola and fiddle and pedal steel and bass, of course. Every guitar player plays bass.
Yeah.
And even had my hands on harps and ouds and various and sundry.
Wow.
Really weird things. Yeah.
Well, it made me very excited to have you on the air tonight. So I'm excited to hear what you're going to play for us.
Thank you.
So I know that you've got a full repertoire. You've played most the list of styles of music. It goes on for quite a while.
Yeah, I kind of start at the top and work down. When people say, "Well, what kind of stuff do you play?" and I often say, "Well, what kind do you like?" Yeah. So it's I play classical. I play jazz. I play flamenco and various Latin flavors, and then there's and that's pretty much like what I'm going to be doing tonight. But there's also of course every guitar player plays blues, blues rock, country, bluegrass. I even like I love ambient music, actually. I listen to a lot of just space music, and after a while, I don't want to hear notes. I just want to hear texture. But over the years, I've played. I guess I've never met a music I didn't like. So, and it's all music. We all use the same 12 notes. So I just keep trying different things. Makes it fun.
Well, that's cool. Well, what's this first song you're gonna play for us?
Well, this is a tune I wrote back in the late '80s. On a 3-month tour I was doing of what was then Yugoslavia, nowadays it's Croatia, and I was challenged to write a song in Mama Ruzica's kitchen, and I just yanked this out of the air, but I actually kind of liked it, so I ended up finishing it and putting it on the CD that I made back in '92 called Midnight in Zagreb. And this is more or less the title track of the tune. It's called Memories of Zagreb.
Okay.
It goes a little like this. Thank you.
Foster on WFHB's Local Live. So, I'm looking at your guitar here, and it's an interesting guitar. Maybe you could describe it a little bit.
This old thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this guitar. This is, I've had this, a little over half a year, I guess. It's fairly new. It's a Godin Grand Concert Ambiance, is what it's called.
Okay.
And it features, it's a basic semi-acoustic electroacoustic guitar, but it's got a special imaging electronics package that was custom made for this guitar by Fishman.
Oh wow!
So it gets some of that nasty piezo sound that's been the plague of acoustic guitarists, you know, since they came out with the under saddle transducers. They always have this kind of nasty plastic. We call it quack, and for lack of a better term. And we've all kind of just dealt with it for years, you know. But this guitar here, from the moment I got it, it's I've been playing guitar, since I started. It's been like 50 years, you know, and this is the first time that a guitar has really just knocked my socks off as far as being able to amplify it and have it sound very, very acoustic as well.
So do you have a pretty large collection of guitars, or are you more kind of go to the Miles Davis thing and get something and play it and then out the window onto the next thing?
I've had so many. I've had over 100 guitars over the years, and some of them I kick myself in the butt forever getting rid of. some of those old Gibsons and Fenders I had back in the day, if I knew what they were going to be worth nowadays, that was my retirement plan right there, but being a musician, it's always, God, this is new and I want, and I'm not playing this one, so I'll trade it in on that one, So I've there's been a lot of nice old Les Pauls and stuff that have, that I had for a little while and sent them on their way.
I've got maybe a dozen
guitars now.
Is there a clear favorite out of the guitars that you've had, or is it more, for style, one for each occasion?
It's like, definitely a matter of stock. When it comes to guitars, there's, as much as they try, no one has been able to make one guitar that just kicks butt on everything.
Sure.
When it comes to nylon strings, really my passion, and for that, this guitar right here is by far the most satisfying guitar I've played. I've got another Godin that's very similar to this, but has a synth output, so I can plug it into guitar synthesizers, and I can get into all that, electronic.
Open up a whole other world.
So I can layer on strings, and I can have just a bass, like a fretless bass, on the fifth and sixth strings, and put like a Rhodes on the top four or something like that. So yeah, I like playing with that. I was very, very heavily into that in the 90s, and then I just wanted to get back to the roots of it. And so nowadays I don't actually perform that much with the guitar synth, but I use it in the studio for recording and stuff.
Okay.
When it comes to other things, there's the Strat. If you're going to play electric guitar, then for me, I'm very, very comfortable with the Strat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's fascinating stuff. It's always nice to...
Do you play at all?
A little bit, not much. I own a bass guitar, but I've never been in a band. I'm more one of those closet players who just fools around.
If you play bass,
on it.
You got to get a band. I mean,
I know, pretty much. I learned that a long time ago, and I never got a band. And I think I kind of aged out of it a little bit, playing in a rock band at least.
So if I say 1-4-5, does that mean anything to you?
Not much.
You need help.
I've always been more of a listener. I've been heavy on the fan side for years. Obviously, doing radio and my day job involves music too.
Yeah.
So I've been deep in it on the listener side, and my brain works as an encyclopedia on bands and just. I have a decent ear, like I can tell you this sounds like this,
uh-huh.
But when you break it down into technical stuff, I get lost pretty quickly.
Tell us, Abe.
Now, who's interviewing you here?
That's all right.
No, I've
well, just
I've
play a little bit out. All I'll say is just play a little bit every day, you know, because it's as the old saying goes, it's not how many years you've been playing that count; it's how many hours.
Well, you know, I also used to paint, and one of my old art instructors told me something that if you can keep it going for. What was it? What did he say? If you can keep it going for 2 years after you're out of school and you just do it, you'll do it forever.
That's probably true. That's probably true. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Once it becomes part of your life, it's like, you know, you just, it's like any habit, you know, it's hard to get going on it. Like taking your vitamins or something, you know, it's hard to remember. I got to take my vitamins. But once you get in the habit of it, it's like it just becomes part of it.
It becomes
part of your lifestyle,
part of
the routine. And then you wind up an old man like me, you know, who's been playing guitar, you know, for since the beginning of time.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that you have a lot to show for it, though. So,
well, I enjoy it.
It seems it seems like it's definitely paid off. You know?
It's been a fun ride. It continues to be. You know, I haven't had a real job since 1981, so I guess that's.
Hey, that's not too bad.
if you judge by that standard, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Well, how about we play a couple more tunes?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm going to play a couple things that I often segue together. And the first one is another tune of mine from the Midnight in Zagreb CD. It's called Tears of the River Drava. And then everyone that's listening can, when you hear me start to... start playing those harmonics. That signals a segue into a tune that was written by a good friend of mine up in Muncie, Indiana, Stan Garrison. He wrote it when he was camping in the Swiss Alps many, many years ago. And to my knowledge, he and I are the only two people in the world to play this song. Okay, it's not because it's so hard, it's just that obscure. And with the weather, it seems like we were going to get some snow blowing tonight and maybe some ice, and it seems apropos. Stan's tune is called Snow and Ice. So we had Tears of the River Drava and Snow and Ice.